your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd? Nerd up! Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up! It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here are your pod hosts, Guilty and Christopher Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, here we are, another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. You know, I gotta change the logo, because anymore, Christopher hasn't been showing up. So anyway, I'm Guilty Wilson.
I'm Brandon Earl.
And special guest.
I'm Miss Gil's son, Isaac. I'm eating ice cream, I can't talk.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. You're eating ice cream. Yeah, we're at the Help Yourself once again. So if you hear the background music and everything else, it's we're at the Help Yourself frozen yogurt and coffee and a few other things too. But this time I'm actually eating a chocolate mousse, white chocolate mousse frozen yogurt, and it's good.
Yeah, I can back that up.
What'd you get? You got a mix, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the white chocolate mousse and the Mountain Rye strawberry.
How's that?
It's really good.
And what'd you get, Isaac?
Cotton candy with the root beer topping and gummy bears and sour gummy worms and chocolate chips.
So you can see that they have a mixture of things you can put on top of it.
Yeah, not only can you get the great frozen yogurt, but you can put just about everything on it. And Isaac, I think, got everything. But well, no, I think he missed a couple things. But anyway, we're up here at Help Yourself once again, recording live. And let's see. Well, let's just get on with it. First thing, Brandon and I both went and saw Star Trek yesterday. We finally got to see it. And first of all, I want to say that awesome movie. I will, now when we talk about the movie, I will probably nitpick a couple of little things, but they're minuscule, and the overall entertainment value of the movie, it was an awesome, fun movie. It kept you going. There were sad moments. There were funny moments. There are a lot of funny moments. And there's a lot of action. And so, I mean, all in all, it was a great movie. But I will nitpick a couple of little bitty pieces here and there, so be ready for that. What'd you think of it overall?
Overall, not being a big Star Trek fan like, you know, most people, I was on the edge of my seat most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you got Scotty coming in there with his quips, or the Doc coming in there with his quips.
Yeah, that's one thing. The characters, they've maintained the characters, a bit of their psyche from the original series. They got the humor.
Did they have the guy that says, "Oh my"?
That's pretty good. They did have Sulu, but it wasn't, of course, George Takei. Guy. Yeah, anyway, didn't have him because they have the new guy, John Cho, I think is his name, that plays him.
Yeah, a lot of people would recognize him from Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar, yeah. And then wasn't he in, was it Flash Forward? That TV series that didn't last very long where everybody went into the future in their brains. And for it was a great TV series. I think pretty sure he was in that.
We need to go deeper.
Yeah.
Huh?
We need to go deeper.
No, that was Inception.
Whatever.
Flash Forward that's different.
Evidently, it was not long enough for me to catch on to it.
It was only out for like a season.
Oh, there's the problem.
And it was a really great show. But anyway, overall, it was a great, fun show. And that's another thing about it. It was a fun summer movie.
Yeah.
Even though they released it a little bit earlier than summer, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But it was a blast. Of course, Benedict Cumberbatch played. I'm not going to tell you. It's a spoiler, deluxe. And I leaned over in the middle of the movie and told Brandon the spoiler. He's like, "God, shut up."
No, I kind of was trying to figure it out myself, but. You know, like I said, I'm not a big Star Trek fan, so I didn't really watch a lot of the old stuff. But just, I know from references on, like, Robot Chicken and stuff like that about characters. And I was kind of thinking that maybe who it was.
Well, I was wondering, because when I first saw the reviews, a lot of people came out and said, "Oh, that's going to be..." And then it wasn't. And then, you know, the other rumors came out, "No, it's not. It's someone else." And then as it progressed further... it all of a sudden became like hush hush who, as to who this character is. Mm-hmm. And so then a lot of people, a lot of speculation about who he would be. And whenever that finally came down to it, we finally got to the movie. Before I got to see the movie, I had a bunch of people tell me who it was. And I was like, oh, that is cool. So I still went to see it. So I think I'm almost going to, I'm tempted to give away this. Well, it's been out a couple weeks now.
Yeah, it's, most people who's going to see it is going to see it.
Yeah, Wednesday. All right. Well, then I'll go ahead and say it. He's Khan.
Khan!
and it's really cool because at first he's not, and you think he's like a bad guy. Then you think he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes a bad guy again. And then, oh, man, it's a great role. And Benedict Cumberbatch did a great job playing that role, too.
It was a great roller coaster of a movie, too. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it had action galore. Well, like the scene where they go hunt him down on the edge of... We haven't yet met Klingons in this in this version of Star Trek.
I love
Star
how
Trek.
They do the Klingons from the way they used to look like.
Yeah.
This new way is just like, wow.
The ridge on their heads, they got the each one's pierced, it looked like.
On that one.
So I was like, hmm. But and their like armor.
I just like how they did the ridges, though. This is a lot better than what you used to see. I mean,
yeah, definitely so.
Is their armor toilet paper?
No.
They're Klingons.
See, he's a non-Star Trek fan. That's how come he didn't need to go.
But
I'm not even going to give him that. So, but they really did a great job with it. But the cool thing was, whenever they got there, the edge of Klingon space, and they were trying to, basically, they're going to capture this. Well, they didn't know he was Khan yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to capture him. He comes out with like these multiple weapons and just starts blowing the hell out of these Klingons.
Yeah, they knew something was up whenever he could take out all these Klingons.
He took out, what, 3 or 4 battleships were.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. And the ships they used, this representation of the Klingon battle cruisers were awesome. Or the, I don't know what kind of ships. I know they were Klingon ships. I don't think they were battle cruisers, but they were a smaller version. But they were awesome, especially when they lowered the Klingons down on ropes and flew by and dropped them off.
I think even Shatner would say, you know, with the way technology is now, they can just get so much detail on the ships than what they used to be able to.
And the Klingon ships, the wings, if you will, could fold and contract, and that was kind of a cool feature which never happened before.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was really cool. And then the whole aspect of, it was basically a remake of The Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And the only thing is that they hadn't met him yet. He had been met by Peter Weller's character, which I can never remember the name of the guy now. But anyway, his character, he was the Admiral.
Yeah, I was going to say the Admiral.
And whenever he had met him before, and so that they were going to use them as warriors, and he's going to start a war between the Klingons. But, of course, it all backfires because Captain Kirk knows how to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so... but one thing I will say, it was a nice retelling of that movie, Wrath of Khan, and it was actually done right. But the cool thing was they reversed the Kirk and Spock roles. Kirk saves the day, Spock, you know, is the one that yells Khan, and, you know, little things like that.
Well, they say it in the first movie, you know, that it's a, it kind of got the reality, you know, it made a separate reality.
And that's one thing. Yeah, they have the alternate reality, and in the first movie, like you said, Spock comes from the original reality to talk to the new Spock and kind of help him, guide him along. Well, see, that's what I didn't like about this one. That's the only thing I didn't really like. It's like, it's a deus ex machina. It's like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Well, let's see what they did in the other reality.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, it's cheesy, and I mean, it worked, but I just think, I hope they don't do it too often.
Yeah.
In any future movies.
But, I mean, they had that whole movie just for one little part of original Spock coming in. I mean,
it was kind of cool.
It's not like in the first one where he was there for a good big chunk of it.
It's funny because Contact New Vulcan, and then all of a sudden his face comes on the screen. Everybody in the theater, cool, you know.
But it was even funnier seeing the people in the ship react to seeing two different Spocks.
Right.
See them all go, huh? It was just like,
yeah, they all did double takes. Yeah,
because it's like, hello Spock.
Yeah. Hello, Spock. And Zachary Quinto, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome Spock.
He does.
He's great. And I will give him that for sure. That's one of the best. I mean, I like his acting.
All I can remember him from his Heroes is Siler.
Well, he was also in both seasons of American Horror Story. in both the Asylum and the first one. I forget. I don't think it had even a subtitle. I think it was just American Horror Story. But he played, well, an evil ghost, and one of them he played an evil psychiatrist. So he's good at evil parts.
Yeah, but it's funny watching a guy go from being evil to being Spock, a big guy.
I know, right? Superiorly logical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he does a great job in that. I think we've done enough spoilers for it, but I will say that every aspect of this movie, it makes me, I would want to go see it again.
Yeah. I mean, you can have it spoiled for you, but in all, you really got to see it, and you'll just see why people are just loving it.
And I think you have to see it on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And the fight scenes between Khan and whoever, Kirk or the Klingons or Spock or whoever, all the battle scenes are just phenomenal. And almost like car chase scenes from the old days, you know? But all in all, great movie, worth seeing. I'm going to probably own it, but it's better seen on a big screen. It makes me kind of wish we would have seen it in 3D.
Yeah.
We opted for the regular version because it was at a better time. But I don't know. I'd like to see that 3D. It looks like it would have been fun. Yeah, all in all, worth it. Go see it. Great movie. Even if we spoiled it for you, go see it anyway because you're going to be on the edge of your seat the whole time.
And the actor who played Khan, his smile.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, his smile. Just how he could smile.
Oh,
like,
I know.
The way he could.
It's like a real pointy. It was great,
Yeah.
He played Sherlock in a series on BBC. Actually, they went three seasons, maybe just two seasons. But he played Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And he played Sherlock as being someone with high-functioning autism Asperger syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's how he was so smart and could figure everything out. Well, and Dr. Watson in that series was played by the guy from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that played Arthur Dent. There we go. Woo! My brain just... It's the frozen yogurt. It froze up my brain.
Yeah,
he played Arthur Dent in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And great actor. And I want to point out that... This is like a total nerdgasm when it comes to actors. You got the guy in the beginning who played Mickey Smith, Noel Clark, from the Doctor Who series. He was the 9th and 10th Doctor. Well, okay, Rose Tyler was the 9th and 10th Doctor's companion. He was the boyfriend to her. And so he was in Doctor Who. Then you got Scotty is played by... Yeah, okay, so my brain's not frozen. Simon Pegg, that was the guy. Shaun of the Dead. Okay, you got him. You got Zachary Quinto from Heroes. You got, let's see here. Of course, John Cho, we talked about from Harold and Kumar. Benedict Cumberbatch played Sherlock. Bruce Greenwood, I can't remember what I've seen him in, but he played Admiral Pike.
Yeah, renewing his role, I think, from the first one.
Yep, and which in the original Star Trek TV series, Pike was the first commander of the Enterprise and then disappeared. And then Kirk took over, and it was a big whole double episode of that. Let's see. Oh, he was an iRobot. Ah, see? So it's a total nerdgasm when you come into that. But basically, and then you got, of course, the guy who played Mickey in...
Uhura.
Let's see. Uhura was Zoe Saldana. Peter Weller. That was the other one that got me. RoboCop. And, you know, Buckaroo Banzai. I mean, come on. I mean, the total nerdgasm when it comes to these actors... there's a couple others.
Probably a bunch of fans of the show as well, you know?
Yeah. the fans of this show will be fans of these other shows that they come in. I'm looking real quick to see if there's any others that we might have missed.
Speaking of, I think this was another little quip to another Star Trek movie they had in there was Sulu being in the captain's chair for a little bit, going, I could get used to this.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. Well, actually, I just now looked at this. Christopher Doohan was the transport officer. And I thought he looked familiar.
Mm.
That's the original Scotty's son.
Mm.
And so he looked a little bit like Scotty. I'm like, oh, that makes sense now. So yeah, they had a lot of really good actors. If you're a fan of sci-fi, then you caught a lot of these actors. You're probably sitting there going, oh, that's such and such. Or you're probably like me at points going, oh, where did I see him? So, But yep, Star Trek Into Darkness, go see it, right?
Yeah.
Definitely so.
Even from a Star Trek non-fan, go see it.
Yeah, I forced a non-fan to go see it. Okay, I didn't force him much.
I mean, I've caught Star Trek stuff here and there, and I just go, that's okay. But as for going watching any of the old movies, I haven't really watched any of them.
Well, actually, I can tell you that the TV series was a lot better than the movies ever really were when it comes to Star Trek. So, Let's see what else is going on. Well, that's our movie section, I guess, of the Nerd App podcast. Let's see.
Wait, mention Superman.
Oh, we got to talk about that. That's coming up.
That'll be our next thing.
You got tickets for early
premiere on the day before.
So you're psyched for that?
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to rely on. Now you don't have to worry about spoilers with me because I see movies whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I don't want to see it, I won't see it. If I want to see it, I'll see it whether I get spoiled with it or not. So they never bother me. So you're going to have to tell me how it is.
Oh, it's
so you're going.
It's looking good already.
Yeah, all the trailers and everything look really good.
Isn't it the same director that did the Batman series?
I think so. Yeah. He had something to do with the original The Dark Knight series. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead. Why do you want to go see it?
It's just, you know, rebooting Superman. I mean, I think they're finally getting away from the old 80s films that made them great, because for Superman Returns, they kept that small tidbit of that in there.
Yeah.
With, you know, it's Father Jor-El, you know, had the original part being always played whenever he was thinking about his father on Krypton.
Yeah, yeah.
What he said.
Well, I like that Superman Returns. Of course, the actor went on to star in Chuck, the series, for a couple of seasons, mm-hmm. in Chuck, the TV series. But he was good. In fact, there's one episode of the Chuck TV series that they're describing the actor. They're saying, okay, keep an eye out for him. He goes, what's he look like? Well, kind of a Superman looking guy.
Yeah.
And so they made the joke,
like,
on that.
Isn't it like Brandon Roth? Or
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it's like Brandon Roth, I think. I don't know how he pronounced his last name, but I know his first name's Brandon.
Well, let's see. Zack Snyder is the one that's directing this.
Yeah.
And he did Watchmen and Dawn of the Dead, the 2004 version. He also did 300.
Yeah.
So
this is Sparta.
That's exactly the guy.
I just had to make that.
But
reference.
This time it'll be, this is Krypton. So, so maybe that'll be interesting.
It's looking to be good. I mean, it's got me excited because they're trying something different. They're actually rebooting it instead of just referencing the old stuff.
Well, I saw also during the Star Trek movie, during the trailers at the beginning there, we saw the Thor.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, while we're on the topic of superheroes and movies coming out.
Thor is coming out.
That's my second time seeing that trailer.
It looks good. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, we saw it when we watched...
what was that last one we saw?
Iron Man.
Iron Man, oh yeah, the other Marvel movie. The one that was awesome as well. So, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to keep track of what movies I've seen this year. But yeah, Thor looks like it's going to be a great movie. And they're bringing back Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. so, which is, you know, he promised her.
Yeah.
So he has to make sure.
And there was a couple of the other original cast in that, too.
Yeah, the woman that played Sif, I believe, is going to be in there.
Yeah, and the woman that played Natalie Portman's sidekick in the first one was also in there.
Oh, I didn't.
She was kind of running toward it, and then she kind of standing in it after they teleported away.
That's right. I remember that scene now. Yeah, when they teleported her to Asgard, mm-hmm. and then apparently there's some kind of evil that if they let it attack Earth, it'll destroy mm-hmm. Asgard as well. So,
and anybody who's seen the trailer knows, team up with Loki. Oh God.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. It's like, you got to be desperate to have me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that looks like another good summer series. That's another one. But that one, actually not summer. That's coming in next fall. So, I saw that, and I'm like, well, I got to wait that long? So, let's see here. I guess Wolverine, or The Wolverine is what they're naming it. Again, that's one of those. It's a meh for me. I'll probably go see it, but it's nothing making it so that I have
kinda,
to.
We don't like X-Men.
Halfway.
Yeah.
I'm kind of halfway on it because I want to see it, but after they did that last Wolverine movie, I was like,
meh.
But it looks good. I mean, the trailer does look good, but you can make the trailer look awesome and still be a piece of crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't they doing like a Deadpool movie that they're trying to do Deadpool right?
Wish they would. I don't know. There's nothing official yet.
As far as I heard, the last I heard on that was Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool.
Well, he played Deadpool in the movie.
Yeah.
And not that they allowed him to do much. But I wish they would have. I mean, because Ryan Reynolds, I think... Oh, wait, hey, look here.
He was
here.
Also the Green Lantern, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one flopped, too. I don't understand why.
Uh-oh.
I liked it. I'm a Green Lantern fan.
I mean, They did good. Looks like they got... It's on the watch list on IMDb.com. Looks like director Tom Miller, Rob Liefeld, and Rhett Reese.
And Ryan Reynolds.
And of course, Ryan Reynolds. Let's see if they got any other cast members. I always like IMDb on their watch list. No, that's about all. I mean, he played him in the movie. He's that kind of a character that would do Deadpool justice.
You see, a lot of people don't like Ryan Reynolds. A lot of people give him guff, but I don't know. He's a pretty funny guy.
And that's what makes him. That's what makes a good Deadpool.
Yeah.
People hate him, but he's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way exactly. Deadpool is. That one, it's on the watch list. So who knows what's going to happen with that?
Yeah.
If they've already got a director and writer's idea, they don't have any cast yet. So writing
except Ryan Reynolds.
Except Ryan Reynolds. But Rob Liefeld, I'm glad they got him writing something because I hate his artwork. So we'll see. Paul Wernick, a screenplay. Rhett Reese, a screenplay. Fabian Nicieza. Oh, interesting. All right, we'll see what happens with Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, but it's not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, sooner than that, they got Amazing Spider-Man 2. They've put a poster out of that I've seen.
Yeah, we got Jamie Foxx playing Electro in there.
Yeah, which ought to be good.
That's going to be different.
I think if you saw the Ultimate Spider-Man TV series.
I've seen the first season.
Did you see the one with Electro?
I think so.
Where it was actually Electro 2.0, and he kind of went digital.
Oh,
and the
way he
joked around and the way he was coming up with witty banter, I think Jamie Foxx would be able to pull that part. Not like the other Electro, but with the witty banter the guy put out in this one, I think Jamie Foxx could do that.
I think there's already a sneak peek of what he's going to look like in a way.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. It didn't really... All I've seen is him with a hood on and a little bit of light around his head.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it showed his face a little bit. But
well, it looks like Emma Stone's going to be back for it. That's good.
I think it would have been cool if they just had his original Electro costume with the mask.
Yeah. Yeah, with just the little arrow mask.
Yeah.
Yep, Jamie Foxx, Matt Dillon, or Max Dillon, Electro. It looks like they're going to introduce Mary Jane in this one.
Yeah.
So that ought to be interesting.
Who's playing her?
A woman named Shailene Woodley.
I don't know her.
But they're showing a photo here. It looks like it might be... I don't know who that is. Okay. that ought to be good. They're also got an Ant-Man in the works and a few others. So we got some good comic book movies coming up.
We got a Hawkeye movie. There's talk about it. Too.
Talk about it. Actually, I heard that... Well, I've heard two different stories. I heard that there's going to be a Hawkeye Scarlet... A Hawkeye Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson and... what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that makes me mad when I forget names. But anyway, I heard that they're going to do one with both of them. That might be right.
That might be right. I don't know.
But they're going to do I heard they're going to do a movie with the two of them. And then I also heard they're going to do a solo movie of Hawkeye. Mm. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, let's move on to other things.
I can already hear it now that people are going to be correcting us on who the actors are.
I know.
So and so.
Well, I'm hoping they do.
Yeah.
Hoping they tweet me. By the way, you can tweet me at Gil Wilson. Brandon probably still haven't figured out what his Twitter address is.
I think it's at Brandon JB, but I'm not sure.
At Brandon JB, try it. And if it's not him, someone else will gripe at you.
Maybe JB85. I don't remember.
See, I knew it. But I'm at Gil Wilson. And yeah, go ahead and tweet me. If I do something wrong, let me know. I like the interaction. And maybe we'll include your name on our next podcast because you corrected me or something. But anyway, let's move on to some video games. Deadpool is supposed to be released this next week. This Friday, I believe. The Deadpool video game, and so that ought to be interesting. Now, we're talking. Brandon and I are talking after Star Trek. it's going to be an Xbox 360 release along with PS3 and a couple others.
And Steam.
And Steam. Yeah, and Steam is going to have a version of it. So or have the game. But here's the deal. If they're going to release this new Xbox One, and you can't play Xbox 360 games. That's going to make me mad.
Oh, yeah. Let's,
that's going to be
let's
like one
of the discussion of the Xbox.
Well, actually, we will.
Let's do it.
We will here in a minute. Well, first, let's get some other games out of the way.
If it's going to be released this Friday, has the Xbox One been released already?
No,
it's this winter.
This way, yeah.
Yeah, holiday.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's then I guess that it can't be on Xbox One, technically, since it's coming out this Friday.
Yeah,
so it'll be released in Xbox 360 format, but you won't be able to play it on Xbox One, which that's a gripe we're going to have to talk about here in a few moments.
I think the only thing that I don't like is, they don't use the same voice actor from Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
No, that was a good. That
he,
was a good
he
voice.
He was a really good Deadpool.
I wish I looked up who that who was, but
played it.
He's funny. He's got whenever you hit the taunt button, he goes, "This is my taunt button." That's like, oh, but it's a very funny one. But it's, I think this one's going to be a pretty good one. I wish they'd got Ryan Reynolds to voice it.
It's still on the Marvel Avengers line, so you know him. I like his little pulling out the little computer. Give you a thumbs up.
Well, let's see. What other video? Well, let's talk about Marvel Avengers Alliance. They just finished, wrapped up, as of today, the Spec Ops 9. Did you get Rescue?
Yep.
I knew it.
I pulled it out in the very last couple days. I was like, yeah.
It was a good, and I'll tell you what, she's fun to battle with because
oh, yeah.
she heals and protects
oh, yeah.
like crazy. And using her in PvP with Iron Man, and I went, okay, I got to admit, I broke down and I went and got a Facebook card and got the Kazuri weapon. So I had to, I wanted that Kazuri, and with Iron Man and her PvP, it's awesome.
Ridiculous.
And because main thing, the Kazuri, if you hit someone or they hit you with and they're bleeding, you get health.
Huh.
And so with Iron Man, one of the moves inflicts bleeding and burning on all enemies. So they're all going to hit you. You're always going to get health. So I've got myself a really nice PvP team. However, I can win every single battle. I can go in and win 5 battles in a row.
But
when I leave it,
you got to find a better away team.
And I've been experimenting with that. I still haven't done that. But Marvel's Avengers Alliance is still a fun game. When they introduced the new PvP, they had all sorts of mess-ups this time around. Now, it's really cool. This new PvP battle or tournament, the reward is Red Hulk, which is the general that tried to kill the Hulk and then accidentally developed a formula to turn himself into Hulk, Red Hulk.
Ross!
yeah. And I don't know. He's one of those characters that's like, yeah, that'd be cool if I had him, but again, I'm not going to really fight for it because I hate
he's
the PvP.
He's going to be on sale for $135 eventually.
Yeah, because that's the way they do the PvP heroes is they sell them for $135 within about 2 months.
Yeah,
but,
and then it's about... It's Spec Ops, so you have 200 for a limited time.
Yeah.
But what's fun about the new style of PvP tournament is they're offering a lockbox every time you win.
Right. And it's the unstoppable lockbox.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get that. The Juggernaut is awesome.
I've already found one problem with it. I have done open like maybe 20 or, no, probably about 30 or 40 of them so far, and I've only got maybe 2 or 3 covers.
Really?
I've gotten all duplicates since then.
I've got a lot of duplicates. I only need 2 more comic covers to get them, though. But, I've opened about, let's see, 30, 40, 50, and then it did. I would say I've opened about 100.
I've gotten 2 or 3 covers, but I've gotten duplicate, every time another 10 after that.
There's a lot of duplicates out there.
Whenever I was playing mine, whenever it still had Magneto, I was just getting lazy and I opened them one at a time. And with just 3 left, I opened just one and it was a new comic for me.
Yeah. Well, it's rare to get one when you have a single, when you open them in single. They guarantee that you'll get one if you open 10 at a time.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing is open them all 10 at a time right now. But with Magneto, like you said, when that was over with and you weren't getting any more lockboxes, it was rare to get the lockboxes. I had like 3 left at the end of that, and I'm like, I opened them one at a time, and I got one. I needed, when they ended it, I needed 2 comic covers, and I needed one. I opened it one at a time, 3 of them, and I got 1 comic cover.
I needed
1 left after that.
I needed 3 for Magneto. I think 3 or 4, and I did the one at a time because I didn't have enough to make a 10, and I didn't get a single cover.
I got lucky. And then, after I got Omega Sentinel, Omega Sentinel just happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. I got her. And then, so then after that, I had like 7 Magneto lockboxes built up somehow. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy 3 more. And I open up 10. And after I got Omega Sentinel, I went ahead and bought 3, you know, spent 3 gold on it. And got it. I got the final comic cover and got Magneto. I'm like, sweet. So now I'm working on Juggernaut. And what it is that at the end of each PvP battle, you get 1. You got to win 5 a day, and you'll get, not only will you get reward points, you also get bonuses here and there, but you also get 1 lockbox. And for every 10, looks like we got a young fan? No. Anyway, for every 10, you're guaranteed to get a comic cover. You collect all 8 comic covers, and you get Juggernaut. Well, I only need two more comic covers to get him. I'm desperately trying.
Yeah, I've been kind of slacking on the PvP.
Well, see, I just don't like the PvP.
I'll start doing PvP and Spec Ops and lockboxes whenever they get Venom as a hero for one of them.
Well, there you go. Yeah, Venom will be a fun one.
I've been waiting for more spider content.
I know, right? I'm just waiting for him to get away from the X-Men.
He's in the game. Why not add a Spec Ops for like Spider Island or?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an idea. Spider
or just
Island.
A symbiote thing. Yeah. And bring in Carnage as the enemy and recruit Venom as the
Spec Ops
hero. Spec Ops hero.
I mean, they've been making. They made Magneto and Juggernaut heroes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and in the comic book realm, Venom is a good guy now. Yeah. You know, Flash Thompson is now Venom.
I mean, even if they would do a Spec Ops for Spider-Man, they could make it where the Spec Ops hero is Scarlet Spider and still release Venom as another character to get
as the lockbox.
A symbiote box.
Yeah, symbiote boxes.
See?
We're Scarlet boxes.
All right, Playdom.
Listen to us.
Playdom.com, listen to us. We got ideas for you. I actually heard somebody kind of going off the trail here, but someone said they should release Stan Lee as a hero. and one of his passes is that he can call in any hero, that he created at any time to battle for him.
Oh, better yet, how about one of his moves being an erase? an eraser.
Yeah.
No, this didn't happen.
Have an Excelsior move, true believer move, enough
his
said.
First move and kill anyone in one hit.
Yeah.
Because he's Stan freaking Lee.
Yeah,
he just erases an enemy. There you go. That's like one hit kill. So, that guy was never there.
But I think that would be kind of fun to do. But the Spec Ops, this last one, 9, they had it last almost forever, it seemed like. I think it was longer lasting than any of the other Spec Ops.
I think it started off with 32 days, I think.
Yeah, and it was longer than all the others.
I think it was just because of the movie. Right?
Yeah, that, was what it was. The whole Spec Ops was based on the Iron Man movie.
They released it before the movie, so they wanted to before and then the run completely after it for that month.
Good cross-promotion. And... you know, plus Rescue it turned out to be a good hero to get. At first I thought, that's kind of lame. Mm-hmm. Then after I saw the movie, I saw what they were trying to do, the hint of her, of Pepper Potts wearing the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've never read the Iron Man comics that much. I don't know if she was ever a hero in any of them. But if so, tweet me and let me know, at Gil Wilson. Let me know, was she a hero? I could look it up, but I'm lazy.
I've done looked it up. She was.
Oh, really?
She was Rescue, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He did make her a suit.
Okay, well then, but as it turned out, once I got her, awesome in PvP. Because she can heal you, she can shield you. She's a great, especially if you team her up with Iron Man and your agent.
Great defensive.
So, yeah, but now this new PvP Red Hulk, and then also the lockboxes with Juggernaut. I like the lockboxes ideas. That's a good, cool promotion that they do with that. Now, speculation, next Spec Ops, will it be related to Wolverine or Thor? Well, they got a long time to wait for Thor, so...
July would be Wolverine, so it'll probably be Wolverine.
Well, I
don't know. It depends on if they will release one for the month of June, which could just be an off-the-wall one, too.
Deadpool?
Could be
Venom.
It could be Deadpool. Deadpool game released.
Yeah. They already have Deadpool as a hero, and they've got Wolverine as a hero, and most of the X-Men, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, so yeah, it'd have to be a Wolverine, but you have to get... And they'd probably bring in another X-Men, which would bug me, because I'm tired of the X-Men. It's an Avengers game.
He's kind of been more Avenger-related, though. So.
Yeah, it's true, especially with the Spec Ops.
But when you got Spidey in there, you got to make Spider-Man.
You got to. And again, they should listen to us. We have the great ideas.
And with the Spider-Man Spec Ops, they should make, like, Spider-Man 2099.
Yes. Yes, with Miguel O'Hara.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 29, nice, there you go. Or with, what's his name? The new Ultimate Spider-Man. What's his name?
Oh,
You've got the nice, cool black...
Miles.
And red, Miles Rivera?
Morales,
okay.
He's got the double M going.
That's right, you're right. He's got the double consonants that Stan Lee and Marvel Comics are good at. Bruce Banner, Miles Morales, Peter Parker, Green Goblin. So, Fantastic Four. But anyway, yeah, that might be another... Bring in the Ultimate Spider-Man. So, we could do it. So, I think we've kind of done Avengers Alliance. Basically what they had was you go buy a Facebook card up until the end of June, I think it is. And you can if you got bought a Facebook card from GameStop in the United States. No, really, you can. You buy it in the United States, you can go at the GameStop. I think it's, I forget the names of the stores in the other countries, but you got a free Kazuri weapon, and I just broke down. I had to have it because it's based on the Wolverine moves. Okay. And on protecting and defending, and then also the added, it gives you health that, every time you hit
that
somebody.
That could be why your away team, because that can actually be damaging to an away team, the protection.
Well, it is, except for having rescue on the team.
But you got to think that when you're away, the computer is playing for you, not
I know.
Not you. So.
I know, that's one of the things, because when I play some of the other PvPs, have you ever noticed...
Well, I have an example. Like, whenever I was playing PvP a long time ago, whenever I used to play it a lot, the computer, the AI, would use, like, just the healing weapons and the defensive weapons. They wouldn't use any of the attacks, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But there's also times when, like...
It'll just completely stomp your ass.
Yeah, but there's, like, some of the passive moves that they don't do. Like, oh gosh, I wish I could think. Oh, what's the one with the Phoenix 5 costumes that Emma
Phoenix,
Frost uses?
The Phoenix Fire? Or
The one Emma Frost uses. Something about, basically she can erase all your debuffs. I forget what this passive is called on that, but it erases all your debuffs. And it works, the enemies, they do it great, but it never works on your own. And I'm like, ooh.
I mean, I know a Cyclops because I have him. I was using him in his Phoenix 5 costume. It always give you a ramp up. I mean, it just damage boosts central.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So there's, I don't know, but maybe they'll do better. But again, I don't like the PvP, so it's like...
It's more like PvPE.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I call it PvE, just PvE, player versus environment. Yeah, PvAI. But anyway, so that's we've kind of burned that one into the ground. What else we got going video game-wise? Any new games you guys got?
I've been trying to play more on the Infinite Crisis beta, but I kind of fell off because of just stuff going on.
Nah, yeah, it happens. That's one thing about these MMORPGs, or what was this one again?
It's a MOBA.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard with those. It's like, well, you got to be online to play them, and...
Yeah.
Who's got time? Well, ain't nobody got time for all that.
See, my laptop, I was using my wife's laptop because mine was down. Well, her screen got busted.
Ouch.
It closed shut some way and it just went crack.
Crack. Oh, man. Well, what have you been playing?
Last week there was an update in Team Fortress 2, but this was a different update because it had all player, like people who submitted items to the workshop. Created items, not just...
Well, now, wait a minute. There's a game you downloaded, and I know you don't play it very much. You got it just for the Team Fortress 2 bonus.
Brutal Legend.
What is it?
With Jack Black.
Jack Black and Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend, yeah.
It looked kind of...
It's a fun game.
You play it?
I played it on Xbox when it released. So fun.
We also got... it was quite a while ago, but Poker Night 2.
Yeah, Poker Night 2.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played it, but it's got Claptrap in there.
Yes.
Come on.
It's hilarious.
It's got Brock Sampson as well.
Yep, Brock Sampson. He's suckered me into playing it a few times because, it's a Texas
it's
Hold'em.
I mean, Ash from
Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sam.
Sam and Max.
Big Borderlands fan. Claptrap.
And the best part is, if you're a Portal fan, it's got GLaDOS as part of the announcement.
Yeah, she's like the host of the game. Yeah. But now the other Team Poker Night, who'd they have? Characters?
I don't know what game he was from, but it's like Tycho.
Yeah.
And they had the Heavy from Team Fortress 2. They had Strong Bad from Home Star Runner, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they had Max from Sam.
And Max from Sam and Max. So they're reusing those characters, kind of, sort of. And actually, Max is in the T-Poker Night in Poker Night 2 because he's like in the background.
He's a little cameo whenever Sam talks. Sometimes Max calls the shots.
And he bounces around from the lights and stuff. So, and actually, if you like poker games, There's the Omaha's the other game. The other one just had Texas Hold'em, I believe.
Yeah.
This one has Texas Hold'em and Omaha. But if you like poker games, it's fun because the character interactions are just hilarious. They're hilarious. So it's he suckered me into playing it. And I'm like, that's kind of fun.
I'm gonna have to download it just for the claptrap.
Yeah. it's fun.
It's only $5 too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about. Well, that's the nice thing about Steam games in general is they're not
really that much.
You're not paying the fortune that you are for Xbox games that are going to be obsolete.
Except, see, that's
whenever they're brand new. When they're for Xbox 2, they cost about the same.
I think on Xbox it's 800 Microsoft points, which is about $10.
Okay. Well, there you go. That'd be good. That's still
worth
it.
Either way, they're really cheap.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Steam is one. I'd never considered it before a console. A platform. I never considered it one, but a lot of people have. And then I get to watch Isaac play all the games on that platform. I'm like, well, yeah.
It's even got some of the old like Sonic games, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I guess it could be a good platform. And so now I've actually accepted it.
Which
it took me a while, but I finally accepted
it. Which wants me to think, you know, I'm going into the new system talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of made me want to build a computer just for gaming now.
Just for gaming? Well, and Steam, it doesn't seem to use the resources as much.
No.
Of course, we got a Windows 7 computer, right? That's Windows 7?
Yeah.
And, I got a terabyte of hard drive, so, you know, I mean it's a newer system.
Yeah.
I just got it last year, and so it handles it well, so, but I don't know how that is in comparison to some of the older systems. Like, I know for sure I wouldn't be able to play it on my... Yeah.
On the computer, before we got the last year's computer, Team Fortress 2 wouldn't run at all.
Okay.
Because our computer was made of bamboo then.
Yeah, it was. It was bamboo, and the hamster, I think, was on his last leg. So that's why we had to get the new computer.
For computer gaming, really, it's all about graphics, power, you know.
And that's what I... Well, luckily, I went to... And speaking of this help-yourself place here, Joe Myers... computer repair here in the store. I went to Joe and I said, hey, do you know? And he just happened to have one that he was trying to get rid of. He had rebuilt it for somebody and they didn't like it because they wanted Windows XP. And I'm like, okay.
7 is way better.
Oh, I think. Man, yes. So, anyway, so I ended up I lucked out on that. But, alright, so the gaming's...
That's
about it. I'd say comic books... I have not got a chance. I just now got myself a 32 gigabyte card for my tablet, so I can now fit all the comics I want. I was running with a 4 gigabyte, and I'd like run out, and I'm like, I forget to reload it with the new ones, and I forget to download them, and I'm like, oh, come on, Marvel, bear with me. And so finally, I can, so I'm going to start reading comics again. Now you've done some Green Lantern reading.
Oh yeah. Yeah, big time. Big time. It's just a big send-off. Our man, Jeff Johns, leaving Green Lantern after 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 10. Just best one, I think. I mean, it was his Sonata. I mean...
Oh, really?
Yeah, for Green Lantern. It just... I'm gonna miss him. Because he really... broaden the Green Lantern universe from having just the Green Lantern and Space Cops, you know.
Yeah.
And the yellow, well, just one Yellow Lantern at the time, which was Sinestro, there wasn't a whole core. Well, he took that and just blew it up major.
Yeah.
He made the Yellow Core, he made the Blue Core, he made the Red, made Larfleeze.
Yeah.
And...
Larfleeze is getting his own
Star
comic.
Sapphires, yeah, he is.
You remember you telling me that? Like,
yeah,
well, that's gonna be
this
cool.
Month.
Is it
this month? Yes.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Self-titled Larfleeze.
That's gonna be interesting. He's orange, right?
Yep.
I gotta remember that.
Avarice.
Okay. Yeah.
Freed.
Yeah. Yep. So that ought to be an interesting one.
Which kind of makes me wonder because, I mean, how they ended Green Lantern, it was kind of a big. I'm not gonna spoil a whole lot. I'm just gonna say, he kind of gave an ending to everybody.
Oh.
So I don't know with the comics if that's what they're going to try to lead up to, because it shows like, I mean this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler, but it like shows like Carol and Hal growing old together.
Okay.
And then Fatality and John Stewart, which Fatality was also a Star Sapphire.
Right.
And John Stewart growing old together.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Don't show Guy Gardner with everybody, but it shows him in a bar on another planet.
that's Guy Gardner, though.
With the guy going, hey, you're that famous Green Lantern, Guy Gardner. This is my time to... He goes, plop! And so, where were we?
Well, that's Guy Gardner. I don't think they could team up. Yeah, I don't think they can partner up with anybody.
There's so many more endings that they had, though, for all the other characters. You can show Mark Flees, seeing, like, his family.
I'm going to have to get caught up on those.
I will float them to you, man.
All right.
Oh, my God. They were just... I got actually bawled over him. Believe it, dude. It was so good.
No.
I mean, there was a lot of... If you read online, a lot of people were like that. They got a little teary-eyed because it was just such a good ending to the whole Wrath of the First Lantern.
Oh, cool.
And then them kind of showing a sneak peek of the future, how they're going to get there. A lot of people did make the reference to Kyle Reiner basically being Jesus.
Well, you know, in those Sleepers, Green Lantern Sleepers books that I read, the audiobooks that I had, well, they refer, when he was the Spectre and everything, he kind of, after, he kind of became that Jesus type figure.
Well, see, Kyle was, with him being the new, the one and only White Lantern now, he kind of was that. Because he, it shows him like going to world, helping him and healing people, and kind of being that kind of. Because he had a long hair, mustache, and or goatee and stuff, kind of got that Jesus look on.
Nice, that's a good way to do that.
Like I said, it shows like endings for a lot of people. But what's really got me confused is, you know, with Guy Gardner being where he was and still being a Green Lantern, why is the next issue of Red Lantern's got Guy Gardner on the front of it as a Red Lantern?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, they show previews of the next ones after the epilogues, which is the 21.
Right.
Showing them, you know, the covers, and one of them was with Guy Gardner becoming leader of the Red Lanterns. I was like, what?
Well, that'll be another interesting one. So, yeah.
As we were talking about earlier, how you said he was like, Jesus, hello, are you willing to accept our now new founder and savior,
the White Lantern? The White Lantern, yes.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you about the White Lantern.
No, there you go.
I can see it. The White Lantern witnesses, the Kyle Rayner, witnesses of Kyle Rayner.
But it was such a good, it was a twist. There was even a part that really made you go, huh, where it was between Hal and Sinestro.
Okay.
Where he goes, he's like, one, because I get... Sinestro had taken in Parallax at this
point. Right.
And he had actually went on to kill the Guardians.
Yeah.
Big spoiler there, but Hal goes, one thing, Sinestro, before you go off and leave me alone forever, because he said he was going to do that. He's like, were we ever friends? He's like, that's why I did what I did. We will always be friends. I was like,
okay.
I was like, what?
Okay, well, you got me. I'm going to have to start reading the Green Lanterns again. I can now...
the whole Wrath of the First Lantern. I'll just bring them to you. I got them all in order, everything.
All right, well, I'll read the book rather than do the digital downloads. But what was it? Comixology? Is that it?
Comixology, yes.
They have totally made things easy for...
Oh, yeah.
See, I was a collector. I still have some in my collection, but they take up space.
Yeah,
and I'm at the point now where I've been watching too many episodes of Hoarders on TV that, I'm like, you know, I'm not cluttering my space with stuff, so I'm selling off my collections.
Well, see, that's the opposite of me, because I'm not cluttering with just useless stuff like a hoarder, but...
Well, that's what I thought at first.
With my comics, I just kind of buy Green Lantern, New Guardians, Thor, Red Lantern, so that kind of didn't take no time to fill.
Yeah, I noticed you were asking me for a long box the other day.
Well, I finally got me a box. Short one, and it's about full.
Yeah.
Well, not everything, but I had to throw my wife's Batwoman in there.
I think I was about your same age when I started actually saving them and collecting them. Before I just read them.
I just wanted to do the new 52 with all the Green Lantern comics.
Yep.
Oh, it's not useless stuff. I'll read them again sometime. Yeah. Okay, what about this moldy sandwich? No, keep that too.
Yeah. It's bagged and boarded.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, I don't know. So I'll probably take all my Spider-Man collection off and sell those. But the digital, I'm loving Comixology. I'm loving Marvel.com. I'm loving the digital comics because, and every once in a while, Marvel.com, they will provide free back issues. And it's so awesome to go back and read those. So
I think I'm the one that told you about Comixology.
That's right. You're the one who told me Comixology. So.
Yes.
Because I kept going through Marvel, I'm like, oh, well, I want to try to read something else.
I'll definitely get you to Rise of the Wrath of the First Lantern. You'll fall in love with it. I mean,
well, you're the one that got me hooked on the lanterns from the 52 anyway. So,
and the thing about this last issue, the Green Lantern being in the big send off, it was an $8 comic. It was thick.
Nice.
I mean, it was almost graphic novel. Smack you in the head hurt. I mean, kind of thick.
Nice. Well, that's one thing I like about the 52 is that they've told stories, they've retold, they rebuilt everything.
Yeah.
And they've done the stories well. And I think they're ending with... I don't think they're the only ones that are... Lanterns are the only ones ending.
No.
So...
Especially with Lark Flees getting his own. Lark Flees getting his own. That's just going to be weird for me.
Yeah. I think one of the things... Lark Flees, as they developed him as a character...
Yeah.
First, he's like a sidekick almost. You know, it's like, eh. But they later on, as they developed, it was like, it's worthwhile. So
everybody's wondering what his lantern oath was too, and a lot of people were just going, "It's what's mine is mine, 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 mine."
Right. Exactly.
And then next thing you know, 1,000% power.
Yep. Over 9,000.
Oh. Yeah.
So
it's not quite 9,000.
Yeah. But anyway,
other than that, Batwoman's gearing up to be a real good one too. It's.
I guess that's about really it.
Doctor Who?
Oh, yes, Doctor Who.
Check out there.
you shouldn't, but Matt Smith has announced that he will no longer be the Doctor. So the 50th anniversary will be the last time we see Matt Smith. And it'll be actually Matt Smith and David Tennant teaming up on this one.
That's awesome.
And I'm really hoping, I saw this somewhere and I'm like, yes, that's a great idea. I'm really hoping that Matt Smith comes up to, David Tennant runs up to Matt Smith as the Doctor and ruffles his hair and goes, "Still not a ginger, I see." Because David Tennant made the remark, it's like, "I always wanted to be a ginger." So,
and then the next Doctor should be Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint,
the guy
that's
who
right.
acted as Ron Weasley.
Yeah, he should be the next Doctor because he can finally be a ginger. So we got to figure it out. But they're going to announce he's going to be the new Doctor in the Christmas episode this coming year. So we got to wait till November to see the 50th anniversary. And then
December
to see the Christmas issue where you get the new Doctor. Now, this season, awesome. It was one of the best seasons of Doctor Who I've seen in a long time. And it actually made me more of a Matt Smith fan.
Dinosaurs? On a spaceship?
And then a few other, the whole companion Clara... as being a living meme, they explained why she kept popping up in his lifetimes. So it's like they did a great job on that. So
I liked obviously I like the Weeping Angels episode the best.
Any of the Weeping Angels are the best, even with David Tennant. Well, especially since he's the one that started it. But the one with Matt Smith and the Weeping Angels is good too.
I liked this season mainly because, it took place in Manhattan, and I knew from the start that it was going to be the Statue of Liberty was going to be a Weeping Angel.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was
spoilers one of, if you haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that episode, where you been? But but that's been one. It's been a great, great season, and again we lose a Doctor, but it. Doctor Who, they'll live on 50 years.
There's a Doctor, we regenerate a Doctor.
Yeah, he always regenerates. No big deal. So that's the big news on Doctor Who. And any speculation, send it our way at Gil Wilson, and we'll talk about it on the next topic.
Anything for me on TV, it's been... Went to go watch Supernatural to get it done, and then found out I didn't have the first four episodes. My DVR didn't record them.
Oh, no.
So I'm trying to...
Supernatural is awesome.
Have you watched any of the season yet?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, I did watch the first episode, and it was just like...
Yeah.
You need to watch...
This season, the way they ended this season.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should watch what season was it with, like, Dean getting the ghost scratch.
Yeah.
You need to see that.
It's got Eye of the Tiger, Dean singing Eye of the Tiger. I'll have to lend it to you.
I've seen that
where
one.
Where he gets real scared?
Yeah,
the cat just pops out of the locker.
Yeah, I've seen
that was
all
scary.
Of them.
Scary.
I caught up on Supernatural once.
Just not
I got
this season.
Yeah, just not this season.
All right, well, you got to get it because
I'm liking 2, 3, and 4.
I'm wondering where they're going to go with it.
I got a friend that's got them, so I'm going to get them from him.
I'm wondering where they're going to go with it after this season because they kind of ended it like, what do you do now?
It's like, I think they're getting close to wrapping it up, though, from what I heard.
Yeah, I think the guy said... Well, actually, the writer, I heard him say he can go 10 seasons that he's got stories written. And this was 7?
Eighth.
Okay. So 2 more seasons, I think he can wrap it up.
I need to start watching Arrow since it's fully done.
Yes. Arrow was another awesome series. Oh, another one. Defiance.
Oh, I'm all caught up on that one. That one is.
That was.
Want to play the game too? Want to play the game?
I want to play it. I'm curious of the game.
I think the game might be on Steam.
It should be. It really should be.
I know you can be Arathian or human in it.
Yeah.
So.
And that's just one of those stories. It's basically a Western. That's all it is. It's a Western. Yeah. And I was telling somebody, it's just like watching Gunsmoke in outer space, basically. Yeah. And the guy goes, "Oh yeah, they have a Miss Kitty." I said, "As a matter of fact, they do." And the marshal is in love with her.
And it happens to be the mayor's sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the hell?
So it's they've got everything. It's just a good Western, and it's a great storytelling, great writing in this.
Oh yeah, it's so. Really great, and I just love the combination that they're doing it with a video game.
Yes, I want to play the video game just to see how it ties in.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, I guess that ends another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson. You can tweet me at Gil Wilson. And
I'm Brandon Bell, and I don't know what you can tweet me at.
I'm Isaac Wilson, and you can tweet me at Isaac Trolinski, even though I never check my Twitter.
You can tweet him, but he won't be there.
I check mine about once a day.
I check mine at least once a day, or twice a day.
I check mine once every 3 weeks.
In fact, I'm going to check it now as we leave. So once again, thanks for joining us, and stay nerdy.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out www.gilwilson.com. GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.